thrusters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This is Gary Parrish, and you've heard me talk about Dr. Mehdi Sadeghi and his staff for years now. They run the Smile Center. It's where my whole family goes. We're fortunate. Our insurance covers it. But Dr. Mehdi understands not everybody is fortunate enough to have dental insurance, and that's why he's created the membership plan at the Smile Center. It's an in-office insurance plan for patients who do not have dental insurance. So if you fall under that umbrella, please get in touch with the Smile Center. Dr. Mehdi and his entire staff have been vaccinated, so it's a safe environment. The address is 1941 South Germantown Road in Germantown near Saddle Creek, 901-309-13. Online, SmileCenterMemphis.com.
For the ones finding new ways to ensure the job always gets done. For the ones wearing many hats. For the ones who are hands-on, even from far away. And the ones keeping business moving forward. We are Grainger, offering professional-grade industrial supplies, plus real-time product availability and access to experts ready to answer your toughest questions. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
Natalia, solid dismount, but that little pause is a deduction.
Top tumblers hope to stick the landing with Coach Jasmine.
That aerial sequence still needs work.
She needs more certified athletic trainers to find her balance.
Focus. I'm going to need you for the all-around. Wait, who's spotting the vault?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios, with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by Red River Toyota in Wynn, Arkansas, online at RedRiverToyota.com. We're back with the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN.
I needed the shelter of someone's arm. There you were.
Jeff Calkins is a columnist of the Daily Memphian. He's also the host of the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11, right here on 92.9 FM. ESPN. He's on Twitter at Jeff_Calkins. Jeff, how goes it?
Good. I thought about skipping today for load management, you know.
Yeah.
And I just thought about saying, you know, Calkins not available, doubtful. Just, you know, I was going to text Bennett.
It would have been fine.
And say, Calkins doubtful for today. Game time decision, you know.
Well, you might have had to be doubtful. You may have had to skip today because you may have to play five for the Grizzlies at FedEx Forum tonight.
Well, no, and then it's funny though. Then I did stop and think about it, and I did the Grizzlies game last night. I covered it for the Daily Memphian, and I'm not covering it tonight for the Daily Memphian. Partly because enough's enough. Like, so I actually do sympathize load management. And the truth of the matter is, Drew Hill covered it for the Daily Memphian, but given that we have this, you know, run and the playoffs coming up, this is actually part of my thinking. I think Drew is going today, but Chris Harrington's writing the main piece. So the truth of the matter is, I do think like we roll our eyes at load management. But who doesn't load manage their way a little bit through their own lives? Like, come on, admit it. There are times you think, you're just starting out the show, so maybe not. But I think Bennett can relate to this. There are times I just think, you know what, a little load management here would be a good thing. It just means taking a little easy because you have a little tough stretch coming up.
Not every show's built the same. I mean, I get it. I understand. Not every prep's built the same. I will say this: if you wanted to take a load management day or two right for the playoffs, I need you on during the playoffs, right?
Well, that is when you need. That's exactly right. And the truth of the matter is, I really was thinking about that. Is that I am actually I was going to go away this weekend, and now I may or may not because the plans fell through. But part of my thinking was, just finished the Memphis Tigers and their run, as it was. And so wrote a lot of columns then. And then we could literally be going, you know, we could be covering Grizzlies games late into the night until June, conceivably. And so it did actually think to me, this is not a bad week to sort of ease up. And then, I did think to myself that this whole load management thing is, it's just interesting because we do as a society, generally speaking, not you or me necessarily, mm-hmm. but people do roll their eyes at this idea of load management. And yet I would imagine that most people out there, whether they're teachers or whatever it is they do, can totally relate to the need, to the time. You know what? yes, school's in session today, but I think I'm going to take a personal day because I need to, you know, I just need to get my head right. I don't think it is that unusual, now that you put it that way, you know, not, if you're thinking about it that way, compared to a lot of people.
Now, the Grizzlies PR team had to go into the notes. They had to get the notes app out to get this injury report right and all written up. The 140 characters on Twitter didn't do. What do you think this lineup, this starting lineup looks like tonight in the bench? I mean, I hope Xavier Tillman can go because Zubats and what he'll be able to do if Xavier Tillman's not out there, it's going to be unbelievable. But this is going to be, I mean, obviously Ja's out there, so he can take about 400 shots if he wants. But what the hell is this starting lineup going to look like tonight?
Well, that was to me, what was entertaining about it is thinking about, because we were talking about today on my show, and is Ja going to be all NBA? And the fact that he missed the games is clearly going to hurt him. The reason that he missed the games, I think, is going to hurt him. If he had, the way Chris Harrington put it, if he had missed 8 games because he had rolled his ankle, he didn't think the voters would hold it against him. Players miss games. At some point, Devin Booker, reach the Devin Booker level, you wonder, like, am I going to vote for a guy who's missed that many games? But it's not only that he missed the games. Then, since he's come back, he has been a fabulous teammate in the way that he has said, I don't want to disrupt everything. He didn't come back saying, I got to make up for lost time and put up 40 points a game to show that I need to be on an all NBA team so I can get $40 million. He said, I'll come off the bench 2 games. And even when I'm not, I'm going to just sort of go with the flow. So I'm kind of intrigued to see Ja 100% fully unleashed tonight, because he's not going to have, as much assistance as is typical. And then, I'm going to say this. Luke Kennard has made 13 of his last 14 three-pointers in FedEx Field. I think if he goes for 13 of 14 from 3 tonight, I like the chances substantially.
Yeah, I know. He's 14 of his last 16 in FedEx Forum, too.
Is that what it is, 14 of 15?
Yeah, well, 14 of 16. I think it's 13 of his last 14.
Oh, right, yeah.
So, yes, you are correct on that as well. But it's insane to see what he's doing. Honestly, I get over the last 8 games, he's shooting 62%. He's shooting 55% in a Grizzlies uniform. Like, I guess the thought here would be normally with anybody else, I'd say, okay, the fall off's going to come here relatively soon. But with him, it doesn't feel like there's going to be a drastic fall off. This is sort of who he is if he gets open looks and gets opportunities.
He's not 62, but he is 44, right? So a run, if you're a 44%, whatever, I think that's the number, if you're a 44% three-point shooter, being a 62, it's not that hot a streak. And then
he's 49.1 on the year, by the way. I get that.
Yeah, it depends on what you're measuring from. Right. So then I think you actually then figure in the fact that he's playing with a team that includes Ja Morant to get him looks, and that includes Desmond Bane to get him looks. And so I don't think it's a stretch to think that he right now, it does feel like everything he throws up is going in.
Yes.
And you can imagine a more realistic world where it feels like where every one of every 2 he throws up is going in. Those are very different things than when every single thing every ball you shoot is going in. It's getting to be just absolutely ridiculous and super fun, because as soon as the ball touches his hands, people are already sort of rising in this crescendo of expectation. And when he finally missed one last night, it was like, oh, well, that was unusual. And actually, he nearly, like, it was halfway down, too. It will be a weird game. And we've other seen other moments in these weird games where they have risen to the occasion. But I think in Ja, and obviously in Luke and others, it'll be entertaining. Are they tanking? No. Like, are they saying here, listen, we want we don't want to knock the Clippers down? I wouldn't want to, though.
Are you in lockstep with me on that? I feel like the Clippers, regardless, I mean, obviously Paul George is going to get reevaluated and maybe he'll be missing for part of a first-round series. But even without him, I still think that's a somewhat scary prospect, Grizzlies versus them in the first round.
Yeah, I think it's a somewhat scary prospect. So you're saying if you were going to – I don't think it has anything to do with it.
Yeah, I agree.
I think they're like, we think we're pretty – right now, we're pretty securely in second. We got a little bit of a cushion, and this is a fine time to get some guys some rest. And the most important thing is that we're healthy going into the playoffs. And I think most people would agree with that. So – and they get to see John take 40 shots.
Yeah, and also, Jaren hasn't missed a game since the beginning of February. Desmond Bain hasn't missed a game since late January. Like, those guys need some rest.
Those guys have played 75 games this year.
I mean, at some point, those guys need to take a rest before you get to the playoffs. There should be no real ill will, bad thoughts about the Grizzlies potentially having those guys out of the lineup tonight.
In fairness, I have not heard a single bit of ill will or bad.
Right, of course not. I haven't either.
Well, you can't really complain. A, you're going to get to see Ja. And B, what we know about this team is they have won practically every home game. So you can't really complain about, you know, oh, my goodness, they might lose. Who knows? They may or may not lose a home game. But if they do, that is not exactly grounds for complaint when they have won 33.
Talking with Jeff Calkins, columnist at the Daily Memphian, also from the Jeff Calkins Show, 9 to 11. You wrote a column last night, How Do the Grizzlies Win No Matter What? Good column. The title, though, are you familiar with what that song is? And obviously you hear it, but
yes.
Do you know who sings it? Do you know who's involved in that song?
Who is involved in the song?
DJ Khaled's the artist. He doesn't sing it. He's the producer and he gets the beats.
It's DJ Khaled and I know the song, but listen, if you are going to quiz me on rap, I'm going to come up empty most.
But it did title your column though, so I have to. I mean,
it did.
I think it's a fair question.
It did. No, it's a fair question. I know that the column is referenced, the headline. What were you driving at, though? What was the point you wanted to make?
No, I was just asking you. I mean, win, no matter what. Listen, the column was great. I just, you know, the title of the column.
It was pretty clearly a reference to the fact that song plays every time they win.
Yes.
What was really cute was Tyus Jones, and I credit my colleague Drew Hill for picking up on this. But Tyus Jones has a 2-year-old son.
Mm-hmm.
And
a newborn as well.
Most of these times, yeah. But most of these times when Tyus Jr., most of these times when they win a game, little Tyus Jr. is asleep at home because he's 2 years old, right?
Right.
So that stands to reason. So what does Tyus do? Tyus brings him streamers from every game that the Grizzlies win, every
That's
home
cool.
game that they win, and he leaves the streamers on his bed. So little Tyus Jr. wakes up and he sees the Grizzlies won and whatever. And last night, don't know what this special occasion was, but last night, maybe Tyus knew they'd both be getting the night off tonight. But last night, Tyus Jr. was in the building so he could collect his own streamers and he didn't have to have dad put him at the end of the bed. But isn't that just the most adorable thing in the history of the world? That's sweet. So freaking sweet.
That's really cool, man.
So, and it's the kind of thing that a doting dad would do. Yes, yes, I'm a basketball star. Yes, I make whatever he makes, $14 million, $10 million, $8 million, whatever the heck he makes. But what really is going to give me pleasure is collecting these streamers and leaving them on the end of my son's bed.
And I got to say, from a story perspective, I've been enjoying seeing all of the kids there. I mean, like Dylan's daughter, you have Ja's daughter, Tyus, and that. Like, that's been a cool sort of side story of the entire year to see all of them out there.
Yeah, and I was a little irritated when some people suggested that Ja, on his first game back, that he was using his daughter Carrie as a shield.
Well,
because
she's there all the time.
First, Yeah, if it was the first time we'd seen her, okay, I'm coming back. Hey, let me trot out my daughter. Well, then I get that. She's there all the time. She's literally there all the time. So, and I think it's fantastic. I love it. You love seeing people be parents. You love to see people who are parents and, you know, bringing their kids and whatever else. So, no, it's fabulous. In terms of the column itself, I really do think if you step back to, it'll be 3 weeks ago tomorrow is when they played the Warriors, and they had lost 13 out of 20. They'd lost Steven Adams. They'd lost Brandon. They'd lost Ja, and TNT was here, and it looked kind of grim.
Yep.
And when Taylor Jenkins said, if we're going to get through this, we're going to get through this together, you know, you can dismiss that as cliche, but it is absolutely true. And if you just look at what everyone has done during that stretch, obviously the schedule hasn't been that formidable, and they've gotten some breaks with who's been out, whatever else. But for Jaren to do what he has done that stretch, for Luke Kennard to do what he's done during that stretch, for people to play different positions, whether it's Tyus starting or Desmond Bane at backup point guard or Jaren more center or David Roddy coming bounding off the bench. It really, I think, has been impressive to watch the way they have knitted together. And they were a big old target for the country for a while. And so in that moment, all they have to do is to rely on themselves. And I think it's impressive what they've done. Obviously now, you know, 12 straight at home and 7 straight overall and firmly second place in the West. So who knows what happens tonight, but it's been to go from where we were just emotionally 3 weeks ago to where we are now with everyone just saying Luke and you know all the fun that people are having is a testament to their spirit, their culture, whatever it is, whatever you want to call it.
Now back to the Luke Kennard thing. This is interesting to me because Ben and I talked about it about 30 minutes ago about him raising the ceiling for this team offensively. There's no question he's doing that. But some of the half-court numbers, and like, because that's always been the knock against the Grizzlies. They're too reliant on second-chance points, Steven Adams setting screens, him getting putbacks, that type of thing. But what they've done in their half-court offense, I'm not sure that many people are noticing it from a national perspective, but since the trade for Luke Kennard, they're fourth in the entire NBA in offensive rating and half-court possessions. Like, and that's always been the big knock. It feels like the ceiling for this team offensively and the ways that they can beat you offensively have changed here in the past 2 to 3 weeks as well.
Well, yeah, no, it's something that when Zach Lowe, who's terrific over at ESPN, when I heard the podcast, and he said, you know, without Steven Adams and Brandon Clark, I just, you know, maybe they can win a series, but it's so integral to what they do that that he sort of discounted them going forward. And when I asked Chris Harrington about that, he said, yeah, what that would be true if the Grizzlies were what they were at the beginning of the season. But teams are living, breathing organisms that develop. And what we had seen, even as starting to see, you know, a week ago, really in the month of March, is that they had become a very different team. And even without Ja and even without Steven Adams, had become a much better half-court team. And a lot of that is some of that's Luke Kennard. A lot of that's Jaren, honestly. It's Jaren's, the offensive explosion that we've seen from Jaren. But so right now, and Desmond Bane talked about this last night, you had gotten to the point where it felt like games in the balance, it's like Ja, you know, Ja, fling yourself into the lane and see what happens, right? See what you can create. And now, and again, who knows if you're going to be able to have Dez and Luke and Ja, you know, in the end, you're going to need someone to guard someone. And so I don't know how much they'll all be on the court together and whether they'll all be on the court closing games together. Whether Luke will be part of that mix sometimes and not sometimes, we'll see. But, Desmond Bane talked about it last night, is that when there are so many options now, whether it's Dez and whether it's, you know, not just Dez shooting, it's Dez going downhill now, right? And whether it's a Jaren with all the ways he can score or whether it's Ja or whether it's Luke, it is suddenly an offense that has dramatically more options. And and that has been forced in Ja's absence to figure out how to use all those options. And now I think is benefiting from that.
No question. Now, last thing for you, Jeff, and this is going to be a running conversation. I'll set the over-under at 7.5 over the next couple of weeks about who we want to see the Grizzlies play in a first-round matchup. Who is your least favorite matchup? Who is your most favorite matchup for them potentially getting that 2 versus 7 seed?
Well, I mean, are we even counting? Can I say least is the Suns?
Well,
or you're not counting that. The Suns are theoretically
possible.
Yeah,
but I'm talking. Right.
So that's the question. What are the ground rules here?
The ground rules. We'll include Clippers. We'll include Clippers, Warriors, and every team in the play-in. Right now, we'll keep the Suns out of it because Kevin Durant's back.
The
theoretically,
because yes, comes out right now. Who don't I want him to play? I mean, I want him to play Dallas or Minnesota or New Orleans. That's who I want them to play.
Right.
And it's mostly for travel reasons.
And, or
really.
The Thunder, too. Thunder are there. And,
The Thunder. I wouldn't even be counting. Yes, and Thunder. That's who I want them to play. I want them to play one of those teams. I think Minnesota looms a little scary. So I honestly, they had their hands full last night. I want them to play Oklahoma City or New Orleans. That's who
right.
I want them to play. And then who I do not want them to play, I don't want him to play. I mean, any of the three
Lakers, you know, Golden State,
Lakers,
and Clippers.
Golden State and Clippers. Though
yeah.
I don't want him to play.
But
and
I, out of those
of
three,
ranking those, which of those three do I really not want them to play?
Mm-hmm.
I don't want the Golden State all that crap. I just don't want it. But I understand if people want that. Like it to me, it's not 100% clear to me what matchups. I think the Golden State matchup, I actually think they're pretty good. They've beaten them this year, you know. They and yes, they lost the playoff series last year without their best player, you know, like without their best player. I think they could beat Golden State. I just don't like all that crap. I'm so sick of Draymond Green. He was at it again last night. So
he should have got kicked out of that
yeah,
game.
Yeah, so I just don't enjoy it. It is great copy. You know, but as a writer, then you're always feeling like you're missing. So I have to go listen to what loudmouth Draymond Green says and write about it. I just prefer a nice quiet series against Minnesota. It's sort of, you know, I would prefer a nice quiet series against the Pelicans. Like, what's going to be loud about that series?
But
nothing.
Me and Bennett attack. We
want to vanquish him.
We have gone full loser mentality. We started it in the first segment. But, like, say you get a matchup with the Timberwolves and you lose it. Like, you can't talk yourself out of being completely demoralized going into the offseason. If you lose a first-round series against Golden State, the Clippers, or the Lakers, you could talk yourself
but which is worse. You'd be demoralized if you lost to Minnesota.
You'd be embarrassed if you lose the Warriors.
It would be worse. There's nothing worse. If you're just saying you want to avoid the worst-case scenario, embrace the loser mentality.
Yes, we have embraced it today.
That is, you don't want the Warriors. Because the single worst thing that could happen in the first round is that you lose to the Warriors.
Oh, I disagree.
I feel like you could still talk yourself in, 4 championships, Steph Curry, Klay Thompson. Like, I still think you could talk yourself into it not being that bad.
I guess. That would be more painful to me than losing to Oklahoma City.
That's interesting.
Because it's them.
It would hurt. Yeah.
Yeah. It is them.
It
I get.
It
that.
Would hurt.
I understand. But it would hurt.
I'm surprised. I'm totally. Listen. I 100% relate to the loser mentality. I practically live my life this way. So I totally get it. I'm surprised the two of you though. I'm a little disappointed in the two of you. I would think you would be embracing. What's the best thing that can happen? The best thing that
can
happen.
We usually do that. It was a switch up today. It was just a switch up.
Okay.
It's a little loser mentality.
All right. All right. I'm going to go take a load management a few minutes here.
I got
you. Nice talking to you.
Yes. Bye. Good talking to you, Jeff. That's Jeff Calkins, columnist at the Daily Memphian. Also, 9 to 11 with the Jeff Calkins Show right here on 92.9 FM ESPN on Twitter at Jeff_Calkins. Now, Gabe Kuhn here for Service Master by Cornerstone. When disaster strikes, you know who to call. Call Service Master by Cornerstone. It's the largest franchise in a 600-mile radius. But don't just call them because they're the largest. Call them because they are the best at solving your problems of a disastrous nature. I hope none of these things happen to you. I promise. Water damage due to busted water heater, frozen pipes, toilet overflows, you have a fire and you have smoke damage, you have mold. Call Service Master by Cornerstone. They've recently helped tons of commercial and residential buildings and homes with frozen pipes from the recent winter storm that ended 2022. No matter the place or size, they're here to help with the damage. Tyler, the president and owner of Service Master by Cornerstone, and his team are here to help you at moments like this. Their motto is, we don't pray for disaster. We just pray we get called when there is one. So remember the name, locally owned, locally operated, Service Master by Cornerstone. And if you have a disaster, home or business, this is the number to call, 901-459-3675. Again, that's 901-459-3675 for Service Master by Cornerstone. Now, we have plenty to get to on the other side with the Blitz. We'll get into the McDonald's All-American game last night and Bronny James. His valuation, by the way, at On3 is unbelievable to look at right now. We'll discuss that. The NFL has a couple of new rules. Plenty to get to. 92.9 FM ESPN.
Right side feed Brooks. Three on the shot clock. Brooks hops in the lane. Fadeaway 12-footer. Got it. Dylan Brooks just put the icing on the cake as the Grizzlies go up by 12 with 1:11 remaining in the ball game, and a timeout taken by the Orlando Magic.
Tonight, the Memphis Grizzlies take on the Los Angeles Clippers. We'll have the pregame all day on 92.9. Grizzlies Network pregame at 6:30 with Jessica Benson. The tip at 7 o'clock with Eric Hasseltine live on 92.9.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's Grizzlies station.
Yes, we do have availability. Those dates for how many guests?
Andrea's Boutique Hotel is the destination to tie the knot.
Oh, you want the whole property?
She needs an assistant to catch the bookings bouquets.
249 guests, huh? Oh, and three dogs.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's March, and you know what that means? Taxes are almost due. Jackson Hewitt can help you win tax season. That's the sound of your maximum tax refund. The sound of getting 50% off tax prep. The sound of many of our competitors' prices going up. And the sound of getting to your nearest Jackson Hewitt. Hurry in for 50% off tax prep before this offer expires April 9th. Limited time offer for new clients filing in participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
What's up, everybody? Nick Costos here with the Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. The pro football draft less than a month away. Let's take a look at some of the division prices heading into the season. And the NFC South, where New Orleans is the favorite at plus 125, signing their new quarterback, formerly of Las Vegas. Carolina with the number one pick at plus 250, Atlanta at plus 400, and Tampa Bay at plus 500. I can't believe I'm saying this because I don't like New Orleans quarterback or head coach that much, but New Orleans has to be the bet here at plus 125. Carolina's going to be starting a rookie quarterback. Atlanta might be starting an unproven quarterback, and Tampa starting a quarterback that I think we know isn't very good. I like New Orleans in the South, plus 125. That's it for this Sports Betting Minute, brought to you by BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and take your game to the next level with the king of sportsbooks.
MGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly and offer resources to help you make appropriate choices. Must be 21 years of age or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 800-889-9789.
If thrilling slot machine action is your game, the all-new Southland Casino Hotel is just the place. With a 2.5 football field long casino floor, Southland offers the most Buffalo and Dragon Link slot machines in the Mid-South. Our new Buffalo Range section is home to hundreds of the most popular Buffalo slot titles. Plus, we feature Dragon Link, Dragon Cash, and other fiery favorites. With 2,400 machines to choose from, slot some time in your day for Southland. Plan your trip at southlandcasino.com. Must be 21 plus. Play responsibly. For help quitting, call 800-522-4700.
Ooh-wee! The Grizz are on fire this year, John.
And they aren't the only team on fire.
You're right about that. The team at Topps just launched a limited time offer. Get this. Topps Fire Braised Chicken with Memphis White Sauce.
Pulled chicken, seared over an open flame, piled high on a Topps bun, and drizzled with a special Memphis White Sauce that's creamy and tangy with a little Memphis kick.
Put the Topps Fire Braised Chicken with Memphis White Sauce in your starting lineup today.
Available now at Topps Poplar, State Line, and Fraser locations, and more to come.
It's March, and you know what that means? Taxes are almost due. Jackson Hewitt can help you win tax season. That's the sound of your maximum tax refund. The sound of getting 50% off tax prep. The sound of many of our competitors' prices going up. And the sound of getting to your nearest Jackson Hewitt. Hurry in for 50% off tax prep before this offer expires April 9th. Limited time offer for new clients filing in participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Welcome to AutoZone. What are you working on today? Ah, starting trouble. No one likes that. We can get you set up for some stronger starts. You might just need a fresh charge, and we can take care of that free of charge. But if it is time for a new battery, we've got replacement batteries that'll fit your needs, starting at just $79.99. That's what makes us America's number one battery destination.
Get in zone, AutoZone.
Restrictions apply.
The Great American Gun Show is back this Saturday and Sunday at the Memphis Music Room. Buy, sell, trade, and shop the Mid-South's best gun selection. Don't miss the American Gun Show this weekend at the Memphis Music Room, 5770 Shelby Oaks Drive.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now back to the Gabe Kuhn Show, live from the Service Master by Cornerstone Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
If you're a whiskey lover on the hunt for the perfect sip to watch this weekend's games of the NBA playoffs, look no further than the Old Dominic's new Tennessee whiskey, made right here in the downtown, the heart of downtown Memphis. And I have to add, it's the first whiskey to be distilled, barreled, aged, and bottled in Memphis since Prohibition, and it's great for sipping. It's fantastic. It's finished through charcoal distilling, and also, I mean, it's going to have that maple, that sugar note that's going to be fantastic on your palate. Make sure you pick up a bottle today. It's released, obviously, available in Memphis, Arkansas, Mississippi. Look for their new Tennessee whiskey and all their great products at your favorite retailers, or ask for it by name at your favorite locally owned restaurant where they will have it. But why stop there? Go to the distillery. Head on downtown and witness firsthand their state-of-the-art distillery and learn what makes Old Dominic so damn special. Whether you're stopping in for a refreshing drink while exploring Memphis, joining them for a tour and tasting, finishing up a night out in style, Old Dominic has something for everyone's taste in an elevated yet relaxed atmosphere. You can get a special event hosted there, a wedding reception, whatever it may be. Hit them up, olddominic.com, to book a tour, to make sure you can book a special event. But there's also more. Old Dominic is the official spirit of the Memphis Grizzlies. Look for their new Tennessee whiskey and all those products this playoff season inside FedEx Forum at their two bar locations where they're serving up craft cocktails every single game. olddominic.com is where you can book a tour and tasting, and also check out every product they offer. Old Dom Distillery, come say hi. We've come to that point in the show. Let's get to the Blitz.
Now, the biggest stories.
Overloading the line.
A bull rush of info. It's Gabe's Blitz on the Gabe Kuhn Show on 92.9 FM ESPN, Memphis' sports station.
Okay, the McDonald's All-American game was last night. Bronny James dropped 15. Now, that's only part of the story because On3 posted Bronny's projected NIL valuation. It's already number one without him even stepping on it. Yeah, I'm sure you'd be surprised with that. Yeah. The number is $7.2 million.
It's insane.
Yeah.
It's insane. Like, it just blows me away. Like, obviously, he's LeBron's son, but $7.2 million. If you go look at On3 and their valuations, he basically laps the field. He's basically about double of Arch Manning. Arch Manning's NIL evaluation is $3.7 million. Livy Dunn right there behind at $3.4 million. He basically laps the field. And it's not surprising by any stretch of the imagination. By the way, did you catch the All-American game last night?
I didn't catch it.
109-106, the East one.
I kind of quit watching the McDonald's All-American game. I used to catch it every year. I haven't been.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The stands were kind of sparse and empty.
Were they?
Yeah, wasn't a whole lot of people on hand. But to be honest with you, that's an insane number. It's just an insane number. And I was thinking about this. Like, if you're going to recruit Bronny, he holds every bit of the chips. Like, he holds the hand. He's got the straight flush. He's got the royal flush. He has all the bargaining chips.
Mm-hmm.
College basketball needs him. He doesn't necessarily need college basketball. He could go G League. He could go overseas. LeVar Ball's telling him to go to Australia. I saw that today. He'd still get sponsorship money, and he'd still probably reach his valuation.
That ain't happening.
Yeah,
I don't see that.
But with that, it complicates his college decision. Imagine trying to recruit him. What can you sell him? Like, seriously, what can you sell him that he doesn't already have in his disposal?
Right.
You're not going to sell him some local NIL collective. You're not going to sell him on facilities, although I'm sure he wants good facilities wherever he goes. You can't sell him on, okay, we give you the biggest stipend per month. Like, you can't sell him on dorms. You can't sell him on academics. You can't sell him on anything.
No, it's literally just going to be which brand he thinks is the coolest, right?
Well, I think it has to do really with, like, okay, who builds the most trust with him and his family, right?
Yeah, sure.
That's what it comes down to, and it comes down to that in a lot of situations, but also the brand, I think, would help. But you have to be okay with being a means to an end. He doesn't need you to make money. LeBron is forcing the issue with getting him to the next level sooner rather than later. Ohio State, USC, and Oregon are the choices that are involved. Of the three, proximity to family, USC, Oregon, Ohio State, in that order. Coaching, I'd probably say Dana Altman won. Andy Enfield, 2, Chris Holtman at Ohio State, 3. Mm-hmm. But there's connections there that you have to try to sort through. Like, Oregon is going to be at the top of the list because of Phil Knight and that Nike bag. But you can't sleep on Ohio State. LeBron has donated to those athletic programs over the years. Like, I remember the football team had his shoes. Mm-hmm. He's donated beats to them. In the end, I guess, for that conversation, may the best win. But regardless, with all this said, I'm not sure we're fully prepared for the Bronny mania that's headed to us by the time we get to next basketball season. Like, have we sat down and thought about that?
No, it's going to be crazy. I mean, just because, like, you know, his dad was so hyped. Like,
right.
I can remember freaking watching him on, I know people remember Channel 1 News in high school and watching, like, LeBron high school highlights.
Right.
Like him coming, how big he was coming out of high school. And he lived up, right?
Yep.
Like,
lived up to it.
He lived up. I mean, you know, a lot of people call him the greatest ever. So yeah, it'll just be fascinating to watch.
Like,
yeah.
Seriously, like, think about the coverage. Like, the first day of practice, ESPN, everybody's going to be there trying to cover it. If he's named a starter, or when he's named a starter with a lot of people's thoughts, that's going to be a front page, top of the chart story. We've seen former player sons like Scottie Pippen Jr., Shaquille O'Neal, Jameer Nelson Jr., Jane Hardaway. We've seen guys like that. Kenyon Martin Jr. We could go on forever. There's a lot of former players' sons, but we've never seen it all come around this way, though. A top two player to ever play the game of basketball and a junior who's a top 50 recruit, a projected one and done, and NIL is on the table. It's the perfect storm that's going to be upon us. And this year, around November 7th, the beginning of November, when the season starts, mentally prepare yourself for it. We have never seen anything like this. And I don't know, as a society, if we've prepared ourselves correctly for this. We'll see how it works, though.
Two new house cleaning rules coming out of the NFL. One, NFL teams will now cut over 1,000 players in one day on August 29th, which is after the final preseason game. Previously, teams had cut their rosters from 90 to 75 first, then later from 75 to 53. And then two, the NFL is allowing teams to have two Thursday night football games in a single season. You already saw Patrick Mahomes get mad about it.
Yep. Yes, and J.J. Watt was out there saying it. And there's... honestly, weirdly enough, for that second one I'll talk about in a second, there's other players that are on the other side saying, well, it gives you a short week and you don't have to practice that hard, then you get a mini bye after it. And I think Roger Goodell mentioned that when he brought this up. But the first one, NFL team has one cut, and it's going to happen on the same day. All 1,000 players will be cut in one day. I personally do not like this. I think when you talk about teams having to cut guys down, guys get good film. And if they get cut early in camp, they can go land somewhere else and potentially be a rotation player, potentially get themselves on the active roster elsewhere. Maybe it's not a good fit. But now that you're cutting them on one day, yeah, okay, they'll still have that good film, and they still may land on another team. But now it's going to be a build-up process, and it's going to be hard for them to start breaking and cracking the rotation because they have to get used to their new situation quicker. Like, the turnaround for that is going to be annoying. In a lot of ways. Now, I don't doubt that NFL teams are still going to cut and bring in guys as camp rolls along. Like, they'll still do that, and they'll start experimenting with guys. But I think the one cut thing, it allows guys to stash people away that ultimately would get chances elsewhere and chances to get on the field early in the season, and I think you're cutting that away. So I'm not a big fan of that. But number two, I'm really not a fan of this. The NFL is allowing teams to have two Thursday night football games in a single season. That's a safety concern. Guys aren't hitting during the week because they have to go through walkthrough practices because they're going to play on a Thursday night after turning around on a Sunday. Right? Like that, a 4-day gap, I mean, you get injuries that way, and I just don't like that in the grand scheme of things. And I've seen a couple of NFL players come out and say, well, I kind of like it considering you don't practice hard leading up to it, and then afterwards you get a mini bye. You get a longer rest period going into the next week of practice. But at the same time, how many times do we have to have the conversation about saving NFL players from themselves? They may like it in the moment, but long term, the amount of injuries that will happen from that quick turnaround, I think you're fighting against yourself. Yeah, all these players, a lot of these players may want that convenience in the moment, but as the season wears along, if you have two Thursday night turnarounds, how many injuries are you dealing with? What's your head feeling like after that? I think there comes a time where we need to save players from themselves and stop sort of acting as if, okay, well, they get a easy week of practice and then a long bye or a mini bye week. To hell with that. Mm-hmm. It's not safe. We know it's not safe, and we're still doing it. I'm very annoyed by it, but it's going to happen going forward. And I've seen players. You said Patrick Mahomes, J.J. Watt said some things. There's a lot of players that are against it, but it's happening.
Sticking with the NFL, Falcons owner Arthur Blank spoke on Lamar Jackson's situation yesterday, told a group of reporters that Lamar Jackson's situation is very different than Deshaun Watson's last year, and mentioned that there's some concern with Lamar's play style and how long it could hold up. Then he spoke on the games he's missed over the last 2 years, saying each game counts in this business.
What this tells me is he's hearing a lot about Falcons potentially bringing in Lamar, and he wants to put a kibosh on it. He's saying that he clearly doesn't want to do it. And the pressure to pay that contract really brings out the lying in folks. That's what it shows me from Arthur Blank.
Yep.
He says it's very different than the Deshaun Watson situation. Do you know how stupid that is? You know how absolutely brain dead that conversation is? So it's very different in the fact that Deshaun Watson had 25 sexual assault allegations, a history of ACL issues, and missed nearly 2 full years of football. Instead, a former league MVP at 26 with a 45-16 overall record as a starter is the one that is taking the bad end of things, that's getting the worse end of the stick. Yeah, it's different, and it feels like the latter should get the better deal.
Yeah.
But that's not how that worked out. It's getting out of hand. The amount of people willing to jump through hoops to make this whole thing normal, the Lamar Jackson situation normal, doesn't sit right with me. It's unprecedented. A quarterback who has been named to multiple Pro Bowls, he's an all-pro, he won an MVP. Also, that same guy statistically led the league in passing TDs in 2019. He's ran for 1,000 yards on multiple occasions. That guy can't get a long-term contract. And worse than that, he doesn't even have a market, it seems. He seemingly does not have a market with all these other teams. They're not willing to go get him. And like other teams, when you have this track record, theoretically should be tripping over each other to line up to give him an offer. And we're normalizing it because of sort of nicks and bruises. Oh, well, he missed the last five games of the last two seasons. But it's nicks and bruises. He's not had massive issues, and he's done most of that. It hasn't been running the ball. All of his injuries has come from him trying to escape the pocket or in the pocket. Like, the injury concerns I get, I can acknowledge them, but also, what do you expect from a guy who accounts for 60% of his offense the past 2 years? He's overused. There's no one else on that offense doing heavy lifting. And also, I mentioned this yesterday, or I think a couple days ago, but the most bizarre part to me, Lamar ranked third in jersey sales in 2020, ninth in jersey sales in 2021. He's a transcendent superstar in this league. He's transcendent. He's a ticket seller. He's not just good. He's a cheat code for business. And yet everyone's just turning their nose up at the opportunity to bring him in. Bottom line, Lamar has played his part in where this whole thing went wrong. Like he screwed up. He didn't have an agent. He allowed others to take control of the narrative. But it is without question the most abnormal, uncomfortable, nonsensical situation we have ever seen transpire for a quarterback of Lamar Jackson's stature of his talent level. It's not close.
Before we get to the next one, we do have some breaking news that Kawhi Leonard's not going to play tonight for the Clippers.
That's helpful.
So, Yeah, I mean, the best player on the floor tonight is going to be John Morant. So,
and also on top of that, I think I saw Taylor Jenkins say that Tyus, Dez, and Jaren are not going to play.
Yeah.
They're not going to play.
Yeah. So this is hey, not losable.
Silver linings.
Linings. Here we go. Keep that streak alive. All right, last one. Opening day is tomorrow. I can't believe opening day is tomorrow. We're going to get an up close view of the pitch clock. So far, the use of a pitch clock shaved 26 minutes off of spring training games. Games lasted 2 hours and 35 minutes this spring compared to 3 hours and 1 minute in 2022. The MLB regular season games averaged 3 hours and 3 minutes last season.
So I'm curious in a regular season stage, like to see these games on national TV, whether it's ESPN or FS1, whatever it is, I want to see what it actually looks like. What does the pace feel like on a nationally televised scale, or even on the local, like if you get Bally Sports and you have the Cardinal game or the Braves game, I wonder what it's going to look like. And like, I am all for it speeding up. I've said that on multiple occasions, but I am curious how this affects everybody. This is a drastic change that we've given attention to, but I don't know if we have really latched onto it. And honestly, you mentioned this before the show, like, MLB opening day just snuck up, and it's like we haven't really been breaking it down as much as we should have.
Yeah, I just don't think Major League Baseball is doing a great job of advertising. I don't know. I mean, I just have not seen a ton.
I've sort of wondered too, like because of the WBC and how it sort of eclipsed the sun in baseball. Like,
that's true,
and it's kind of short. You know, it's a short sprint up to the MLB season. If that sort of eclipses the sun for a while, we have NBA, we have other things going on, the tournament, if that's sort of getting in the way of it. But it just feels like there has not been a whole lot of hype around opening day tomorrow. Right. But we do have opening day tomorrow, and we'll see the pitch clock at full force. Now let's go ahead and get to a break. When we come back, Bennett and I have to say bye to our legacy check marks with Small Talk.
92.9 FM ESPN is Memphis's sports station on the free Odyssey app. Download it now on your phone. Smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. Don't be impressed when you hear someone settle their case for what may seem like lots of money. $500,000 seems like lots of money until you learn they lost both legs, had a brain injury, or were paralyzed and can never work again. All law firms are not the same. To see what your case may be worth, go to ForThePeople.com and look at our verdicts and settlements for cases just like yours. Look before you leave. Hire the right lawyer. Morgan & Morgan.
Visit ForThePeople.com for an office near you.
If you have joint pain and they're telling you surgery is your best option, please stop what you're doing. Call QC Kinetics. Hey, it's Jeff Calkins. Folks at QC Kinetics use the latest, most advanced regenerative treatments to bring long-lasting pain relief the natural way. Regenerative medicine harnesses your body's own healing agents to restore and repair damaged tissue in your knees, hips, shoulder, and back. The precision treatments are done in the office, no drugs, no downtime. QC Kinetics has hundreds of clinics all over America and thousands of satisfied patients. So if your joints are aching from arthritis or injury, look beyond steroids and surgery and call QC Kinetics. You can get relief and avoid going under the knife. Doesn't it make sense to check it out? Here's what you do. Call QC Kinetics now at 901-445-1010. Once again, that is QC Kinetics. Call them now. Avoid surgery at 901-445-1010.
This is Rob Joyner with James Davis, one of the finest men's clothing stores in America, and we are ready for spring with 5 pocket performance pants in every color imaginable. New print performance knit shirts and sports shirts, perfect for work or the golf course, with Peter Millar, Johnny O, and Left Coast Tee. If you need a fresh look for work or for the spring parties coming up, our new sport coat selection is a must look at. We have 2 Paul Battinelli suits for $8.95, regularly $650 each in an array of colors and patterns, and our perfect fit alterations at no charge. Don't forget our Stant custom shirts with new spring fabrics, just 3 measurements and the computer gives the perfect fit. In 2.5 weeks, the shirts arrive starting at $138 and hundreds of fabric choices. James Davis in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, an incredible shopping experience. Visit anytime at jamesdavismemphis.com.
The home stretch is here, and Memphis Shelby County Schools is kicking off its Miss School, Miss Out attendance campaign. I know it's been a long year, but you can't finish strong if you don't show up. Show up for your friends. Show up to crush the teacup. Show up for lunch. Whatever your reason, Memphis Shelby County Schools want students to keep up, show up, and finish strong. Because if you miss school, you miss out.
Yes, we do have availability. Those dates for how many guests?
Andrea's Boutique Hotel is the destination to tie the knot.
Oh, you want the whole property.
She needs an assistant to catch the bookings bouquets.
249 guests, huh? And three dogs.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. We instantly connect you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
It's March, and you know what that means? Taxes are almost due. Jackson Hewitt can help you win tax season. That's the sound of your maximum tax refund. The sound of getting 50% off tax prep. The sound of many of our competitors' prices going up. And the sound of getting to your nearest Jackson Hewitt. Hurry in for 50% off tax prep before this offer expires April 9th. Limited time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
I'm Bob Burke, founder and chairman of Burke America Parts Group, a family of brands that includes RepairClinic.com, an appliance and HVAC parts solution company that's grown into an international brand. Before AmericanEagle.com, we partially launched a new technology platform developed by another firm. American Eagle helped take our technology to a whole new level with digital marketing, software development, and business insights into our key markets, appliances, HVAC, and outdoor power equipment, and did so both on time and on budget. AmericanEagle.com has the resources, experience, and talent needed to produce solutions. Our new technology platform developed by AmericanEagle.com has produced tremendous results with higher traffic, conversion, engagement, and online revenue. If you have any home repairs you need to take care of, check us out at RepairClinic.com. If you need a world-class website or technology project, then I would highly recommend AmericanEagle.com.
Call AmericanEagle.com at 773-NETWORK. That's AmericanEagle.com, 773-NETWORK.
Here on 92.9, we talk ball every weekday from 4 till 7 p.m. Except right now, it's time for Big Man Small Talk on 92.9's Gabe Kuhn Show.
And Small Talk is presented by the Memphis Touchdown Club. Here, Ryan Silverfield, April 4th, and tour the Tiger Football Complex. Go to memphistouchdownclub.com for tickets and information. But Bennett, the day has come. Twitter verification. We're about to lose our blue check. We're going to lose it. How will you remember it? Are you going to be okay?
I won't remember.
Are you going to be okay? And we're losing it April 1st.
I hope I'll be okay. No, I think I'll be fine. In fact, I don't remember when I got it, but basically what happened was the company, shout out Odyssey, one day was just like, Do you want a blue check mark? And I was like, yes. And they went out and made it happen. So shout out to Odyssey for getting that done.
So,
I think I'll be okay.
So, legacy verified accounts are the accounts that have been sort of adopted in by the new Elon Musk Twitter.
Yeah.
And now you have to pay $11 a month to keep your blue check if you want to keep your blue check. I assume you won't be paying, right? I won't be paying.
I will not.
I don't care enough. I just don't care.
No, I will not be paying.
But seriously, though, like, how dumb is this? Like, this is really stupid. This is a really dumb idea. But Elon Musk is trying to tank the app, so it doesn't surprise me.
No, it's so stupid. And again, like, let me just reiterate, I don't care about my personal situation.
Yes,
like, it's fine. You can take it. It doesn't matter to me at all. But I think that it's, like, important on Twitter to be able to distinguish, like, who are real public figures and who aren't. Like people that I follow, like, for instance, like, all the fake Woj and Shams accounts,
right.
Like those are gonna be. It's gonna be so difficult. Like, think about how many people get got by that on draft night and repost like a fake account, dude. It's gonna happen.
Think about
every
the danger.
Time now.
Think about the danger that could really come out of this. Like false news. There was a study done at MIT in 2018. False news and falsities spread more rapidly than real news. So, like, false news stories are 70% more likely to be retweeted than true news stories. And it also takes true stories about 6 times as long to reach 1,500 people as it does for false stories to reach the same number of people. So, like, this is, like, this is not good. And I remember, like, right when he did the whole Twitter blue thing and anybody could pay for a check mark, I mean, you had fake accounts of George W. Bush.
Oh, yeah.
Saying, I miss killing Iraqis. Like, you had, I mean, some of the stuff, wasn't there a, there was a pharmaceutical company that had their stock tank because someone put out a fake account. Like, this is dangerous as hell. This is dangerous as hell. And, like, now anybody could go on, and I'm not saying they want to, they could go on and make a Gabe Kuhn account, put a check mark next to it, and tweet as me. Like, it's, and I guess it's against Twitter rules, and eventually you could report it, and they'd deal with it. But anybody could go impersonate anyone on Twitter these days. I mean, for better or worse, and for worse in a lot of ways, Twitter is where a lot of people consume news and get their reports and read things. Like, it really is going to, obviously, false information is spreading at a crazy rate, but it's going to absolutely highlight that and put us in a completely worse situation.
Yeah.
But Elon Musk, it's clear he wants this to happen, and he wants Twitter to be.
Well, I mean, he's lost so much money. That's what, and again, that like him losing so much money, he's lost millions
on Twitter.
You think
he's just pissed and just completely trying to tank it for the fun of it?
No, I think that he's trying to make some of his money back, and this is a way to do it. That's what I think.
See, this is what I don't get. That's a short-term gain. Like, and people are going to get tired. People are going to get tired of paying for the damn check mark. Like, that's a short-term gain for a long-term tanking of your tanking of the company that you now own.
Yeah, I'm not paying for social media.
No,
sorry.
Well, you can
that.
Pay to have more than 140 characters. Maybe Grizz PR needs to do that.
Oh,
the note
yeah,
they put
yeah,
out
the
today.
Note they put out, yeah.
Pay for Twitter Blue. And I saw 114 some odd a year. I'm not doing it.
Nah.
I really don't care enough. I see a lot of people, though. Some of our colleagues elsewhere, not at the station, but a lot of people are very offended they're losing their check mark. They're very offended.
Yeah.
It's not worth it.
It'll be all right.
Who cares? We'll all live. We'll all live to see tomorrow. And I'll tell you what, the sun will come up, even though you don't
we'll
have
your
check mark. Yeah, now let's go ahead and get to a break. And we have one more segment left before we pass you off to Jessica Benson at 6:30 for Grizz pregame tip. Of course, we'll be at 7 against the Magic, but we're going to bring on Colin Ward-Henninger next from CBS Sports Talk some NBA.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis, celebrating a legacy of sports as the flagship home of the Memphis Grizzlies and Tigers talk. Always live on the Odyssey app and on smart speakers say play 92.9 ESPN.
At Kroger, shopping with pickup and delivery is the same as shopping in-store. Same low prices, deals, and rewards on the same high-quality items. It's one small click for groceries, one big win for busy families everywhere. Start your cart today at Kroger.com. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Save big on your favorites with the Buy 5 or More Save a Dollar Each sale. Simply buy 5 or more participating items and save a dollar each with your card. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
For nearly 18 years, we've been delivering brand new vehicles right there in the Memphis market. And now we're excited to announce that Red River has a Toyota store. Right here in Wynn, just a short hop across the river to get the best deal on a new Toyota than anywhere else in your state or our state. Or we can bring it right to Memphis and drop it off in your driveway. You can order yours online right now at redrivertoyota.com and we'll bring it to you. So check us out at RedRiverToyota.com or come see us and win.
There's no better time to hit the court for some exciting college basketball action. Download the BetMGM app today and bet during the wildest month of the year with the king of sportsbooks. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. Must be 21 years or older. Must be in Tennessee. Visit BetMGM.com for a full list of terms and conditions. For problem gambling support, call the Tennessee Red Line at 1-800-889-9789. That's 1-800-889-9789.
Breaking news.
Tax refund shock is everywhere, but what is it?
My tax refund shrank.
Mine too.
The culprit? Pandemic-related stimulus payments and tax credits expiring. In this reporter's opinion, you need a tax expert.
Hey guys, Jackson Hewitt guarantees your biggest refund.
And tax prep is 50% off? Going there now.
50% off is a limited-time offer for new clients filing at participating locations. Max value $200. Visit jacksonhewitt.com/50 for terms.
Ray Maliotta here for eBay Motors. So you ordered a new air filter for your car. You try to install it, but it doesn't fit. so you take a little bit off the sides. But still doesn't fit? Well, you could try to sit on it. Or get it right the first time with eBay Guaranteed Fit. When you see the check, you know that part's gonna fit. Air filters, brakes, headlights, over 122 million parts. Get the right parts at the right prices. eBay Motors, let's ride. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Some people don't do well under pressure. At Northern Tool and Equipment, we do it best. Whether you're spraying down the shop or getting the winter grind.